כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Sorry, North West London, Rishchodesh Teves, Zayin Chanukah, the 5th of December, Paravar Nitzchot Zilda Shlita, the Simcha of Chanukah.
Rishchodesh, the Kedushas Levi, his Yerushalayim Kosuel, was once sitting in his room learning, and he heard a heated discussion outside. So he came out and he asked a few Hasidim talking there, what are you talking about? So obviously they were not talking about Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, so they were a bit embarrassed about themselves. So they said, nothing very important. But the Rebbe said, no, I want to know. Tell me, what are you discussing about? So they said, to tell you the truth, Rebbe, we were discussing about the wealth of the Graf Potocki. The Rav Potocki built himself a new palace, and he is indulging in worldly pleasures, and we're discussing the Graf Potocki. So, Bardei Tshuva Ruv Zichron Livrucha asked them, I want to ask you something. Does the Graf Potocki light the Chanukah Licht? So they said, no. The Graf Potocki doesn't light Chanukah Licht. So if he doesn't light the Chanukah Licht, what does he understand of enjoying this world? What does he understand of the Simcha of this world if he doesn't light Chanukah Licht? So we're going to try and share to explain the story. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Aruch Gimel, from Machas Chanukah, says that because of the Nes Chanukah, Tiknu Chachomim, Shua Yomim Ho'elu Yemei Simcha Vehalel. The days of Chanukah are days of Simcha v'Halel. So, in the Tur in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Resh Ayin, it says that there is no mitzvah, special mitzvah of making mishte and seudos on Chanukah. Everybody's on Chanukah party, but lemaise, there's no mitzvah of mishte v'simcha, of mishte in Chanukah. There's a ghost from Shlomo HaKohen Mivilne on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, if the Rambam says that there is a din simcha on Chanukah, we know that on Yom Tov there is a din simcha, and he says, ein simcha elo bebosso v'yayim. The way to get to simcha is by bosso v'yayim. You eat meat and you drink wine. So Rav Shlomo HaKohen, he says, if the Rambam tells us that on Chanukah there is a din simcha, the ma yesmach, what is he going to be happy with if we know that usually to be happy with we need the bos of yayin? And he says, I'm very surprised that the poskim don't mention that the shittas of Rambam, it should come out that you have a chiyuv mishta v'simcha on Chanukah. The Bach, in the end of Siman Tov Resh Ayin, mentions that Rambam could be the Zechir Mishta. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, they don't mention this. But in the Bach and in the Agos of Shloime, Binyan Shloime, they want to say that the Shittas of Rambam, there would be a Chiyuv to make a Chanukah party. But what I heard from Rav Shaul Dovid Shlesing in Shlita, if the Rambam doesn't mention it, that there's a Chiyuv Mishta, there's a Chiyuv to eat and to drink, it's very doichat to say that the Rambam actually, even that he said Semcha, that the Rambam means that there's a chiyuv to eat meat and to drink wine on Chanukah. So the question of the Binyan Shloime comes back. B'ma yismach? The Hilchas Halal in Rambam is in Hilchas Chanukah. The only place where the Rambam speaks about Hilchas Halal is in Hilchas Chanukah. And in Halach Avov, the Rambam says, Gimel Halach Avov, that on Yom Tov you say Halal. Why don't you say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because there are days of awe, to do tshuva, you can't say Halal. And they're not Yemei Simcha Yeseiro. So you can't say Halal. So you see from the Rambam that in order to say Halal, it has to be Yemei Simcha Yeseiro. So we still have to find in Chanukah where is the Simcha Yeseiro. Because we say Halal. Interesting, the Rekiach says, one of the Rishonim, that Hanukkah is merumes in the Torah because there is the parsha of Sukkot, and just after the when the Torah finishes the parsha of Sukkot, it says, "V'yikhu eilecho shemen zayizoh kosis lamoel lahalu itnei tomid," and he says here after Sukkot, this is the remez to Hanukkah, and we all know. And there's a lot to speak about that, that there's a very big kesher between Sukkot and Chanukah. Can't say a show about that now. But the only time in the year where you're going to say Hallel, Hasholem, the whole Hallel for 8 days in a row is Sukkot and Chanukah. Yeah. Chazal Amoy brings that the Chashmoy Noem, after that they were able to be Mechadach de Mizbeach, they danced around the Mizbeach with Arba Minim. Yeah, you've got to hear about that. Chanukah, Sukkot is Man Simchoseinu. So if Chanukah and Purim, Chanukah and Sukkot are linked together, so Sukkot is Man Simchoseinu, so Chanukah as well has got to do with Simcha, like the Rambam says. And it all gets back to the question, so B'mai Yismach, B'mai Yismach. The Shloah Kodosh, in a Ma'ala that's called Tzon Yosef, he says that Chanukah was a time where Klal Yisrael, when Nechshavnu Katzoin Tifcho, meaning we were considered like cattle bringing to slaughter. And the proof to that is the story of Chanukah and her seven sons. The Gemara in Gittin that Muzayim brings a story of Isha v'Shiva Boneo. You all know the story. There was a king, and if you look in the Agos Yabet there in Gittin that Muzayim with base, the Yabet says that this story happened b'mei Antiochus. The Yabet says. So he took, she had seven sons, and Antiochus took the first son, and he says, please bow down to the Avodah Zorah, and he said, no, no way. Says in the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the king killed him. And like this it went, another son, and this lady saw how they slaughtered her seven sons, one after the other. Everybody said, another pasuk, why not? Why he's not going to bow to them? But the last little son, and it says in the Medrash that this little son started arguing with the king. And the king said, listen, you know what? I'm going to drop my ring. And you're just going to pick up the ring. It's going to look like you bow to the Avodah Zorah. And he made fun of him, the little boy. In Chazal it says that this little boy was 2.5 years old. That's how old he was. And he says, Chaval Alecho, are you trying to tell me I should bow? We are the Rabbi Mishal Olam, and there's no way. And then his mother started crying, and she said, please, slaughter me before you slaughter my son. So the king suddenly became a tzaddik. He said, no, it says in the Torah, I'm not going to kill. Yeah, big tzaddik. He just killed, I don't know how many. But anyway, then he killed, in front of this mother, he killed her seven sons. So listen, there is a Medrash Rabbi David Anogid. A Medrash Rabbi David Anogid. Rabbi David Anogid was the grandson of the Rambam. And he is marich on the story, brings the whole story. And by the end of the story, he says like this. This lady that just saw how the king slaughtered her seven sons with a little baby of 2.5. She said like this. From the day you were born, from the day I know all of you, lo yisomachti velo yisasti bochem kemoi bezman hazeh. I wasn't happy and joyous with you like this day. Can you imagine such a lady? The biggest simcha I had with my children is the day that they were moiser nefesh. Fakadosh Baruch Hu. She got to this madrege of simcha. And this is the moshul that the Shlo says that from this story we see how we were considered Bimei Chanukah. Says the Shlo, Chanukah is the oisius Chano, the lady was called Chano, Chof Vov. Chof Vov is Yudke Vovke. There were Moisa the Nefesh for Yudke Vovke for the Shem Havaya. Chano, she was called Chano, and Chof Vov is 26, and 26 is the Gematria of Yudke Vovke. So Chanukah is oisius Chano Chof Vov. Chof Vov is 26. No, it's Chonu. There is Chonu Kof Hei, and there is Chano Chof Vov. Okay. So as this Hoshua gentleman mentions, Rav Biederman brings from the Tzroir Hamoir, who's also one of the Kadmoinim, we call Chanukah because Chonu Chof Hei. And he says it's very interesting that we mention the date of the occurrence and the name of the Yontif. What difference does it make, Chonu Chof Hei? So one of the answers says the Tzvar Amor, when we say Chonu Chof Hei, we mean Chof Hei, there's 25 Oisiyas in the Posuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So how did the Yidin withstand all the Tzoras that Antiochus made them? And he killed them, and he made Gzeiras on them. Because Chonu Chof Hei, they were camping in Chof Hei. What's Chof Hei? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rabbi Yeruchem, in his sefer on the posuk of last week's parasha, the Peshev bePesach Einayim, Tomo saw that Yehuda didn't give her the third son, but Peshev bePesach Einayim. So Chazal wonder what is this bePesach Einayim. So Chazal said, "BePesach Einayim, BePesach shekol ha'einayim tluyos boi liroisoi, v'hi me'oras Avro movinu." Omro, she said, "Yehi rotzon shlo yeitze min habayis hazeh le'olam." Basically, what he means, the Tomo had a very strong desire to be part of the house of Avro movinu. She wanted to be part of the Jewish nation. And this is Batesha of Pesach Einayim. She made a special tefillah. She pleaded the Rebbeinu Shloim, let it be that I should always be part of the heart of Avraham Avinu. We know that Rashi brings about Hagar, Shifcho Mitzchis. Hagar was the daughter of Paroi. She came from a very wealthy, she was a princess. And the father said, Rashi brings it, better she should be a servant, a maid servant in the house of Avraham Avinu, than to be a princess in my house. We know about Timna Pilegesh Eliphaz. Timna wanted also, she was Bat Alufim, says Rashi, she was the daughter of generals. She came from a very choshev background. And still, she said, it's better I should be a Pilegesh, somebody of the family of Avraham Avinu, of Yankov Avinu, and not to be a Bas Alufim. So we see how much the people understood. They wanted so much to be part of the house of Avraham Avinu. If you think about what Tomor did, the Mesiras Nefesh Tomor did, to stay in the house of Avraham Avinu. It says that Yehuda didn't recognize Tomo. Kikiso poneho. So Rashi says, what does it mean, kikiso poneho? That when she was in her house, in her own house, in her father-in-law's house, she covered herself. The Yehuda didn't even know his daughter-in-law, because she always covered herself. So can you imagine the level of tznius that Tomo had? And now, she's going to do something. She sits there, bePesach Einayim, and she goes with Yehuda. Yeah? He went with her. He married, like he thought she was a Zoyna. She made herself kill, she's a Zoyna. So for such a tzniyadik lady, to do such a mice, if you think about it, it's unbelievable what she did. But the rotzon she had to become part of the house of Avraham Avinu was so great, Rabbi Yerucham says that. She was ready to do such a mesiras nefesh to be part of the house of Abraham Avinu. So we see how outsiders are ready to do big, big things to be part of the house of Abraham Avinu. Says Rabbi Yerucham, in the morning when we daven, every morning, we say, Zera Yisrael Avdoi Bnei Yaakov Bechirov. We're the descendants of Yisrael, his servant, Bnei Yaakov Bechirov. So in the Siddur Agro, there's an Agor, Rabbi Yitzchok Meltzan. And he says that the Yetzer Hara always wants to tell us, what are you worth? What's the Avodas Hashem? Compare yourself to the big tzaddikim. Look what you're doing, what you're doubting, what you're learning, what your mitzvahs. You're nothing. Even when you fight the Yetzer Hara, by the end, what are you doing already? So that's what the Yetzer tells you the whole time. So he says, what you have to think at this moment, Bezois Tisnachem, Ki Ato Mizera Ovois Avde Hashem. The fact itself that you're a descendant of the Ovois HaKadoshim, that you're part of Klal Yisrael, has to bring you such joy that this gives you strength. This Simcha has to be the wings that carries you and to sustain every nisoyim that you have, every difficulty that you have, just by thinking of the fact that you Zera Yisrael Avdei Bnei Yaakov Bechirov has to bring you simcha. It's going to carry you through anything you're going. And he brings a tzavor from a tzavik, Rabbi Eliyahu Kartinger. He wrote a tzavor. And this Rabbi Eliyahu Kartinger, he said, when I think about the Bezdin Shel Milo that's waiting for me after 120, Tismoyge Gnavshi, my neshama is melting from fear. From fear. I'm going to stand before the Bezdin Shel Milo. What's going to be? He says, Ba'achas Tokat Yesoido Istigvosi. There's only one thing that gives me hope. The fact that I'm part of Klal Yisrael, I'm an Einikel of Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, this itself gives me the hope and the joy, and with this I'm okay. Zera Yisrael Avdei Bnei Yaakov Bechirov, this joy that we have, that we are part of Klal Yisrael, someone knew that. She did such a mysterious nefesh. We have that. We were born like this. We have this. I think that maybe we lost it a bit. We lost it a bit. This joy, this simcha that we have, we should understand, we should appreciate the simcha. Everybody should appreciate the schos and the simcha. It should give a simcha because the fact that you're part of Klal Yisrael is such a great thing. You ben melech malach amoch al-kodesh baruch hu. Should bring you set simcha. It should give you the courage to withstand anything. The Gemara in Tainis brings people that used to bring korban etzim, the special korban, bring wood for the Beis Hamikdash. So there were some people that were called the Bnei Goyim Ve'eli and the Bnei Koisik Tzios. So the Gemara explains in Daf Chof Ches what are these people. So the Gemara says like this. Pam achas gozro amalchus gzera al Yisrael shelo yoviu eitzim lemarocho shelo yoviu bikurim leYerushalayim. The malchus arusho made the gzera. Don't bring eitzim for the Beis Hamikdash and don't bring bikurim. So these people, the Bnei Goyim Ve'eli, they made the whole trick because they put police on all the ways that people shouldn't be able to get to the Beis Hamikdash to bring their wood and they shouldn't be able to come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring their bikurim. And they put police on the way. So they took the bikurim, they put it in baskets, and they covered it with other things. And they avoided the control, and they got to Yerushalayim. These are the Bnei Goy Ve'in and the Bnei Goy Tiktir. Says the Malcho. Why did the Malchus choose Dafka these two things to be Goyzer? Says the Malcho. She learned the Gemara Korban Eitzim. When somebody had the schus to bim a korban eitzim, he made the yontif of this day. It was a very joyous, very a thing that you did mamash besimcha. It was a very big yontif when you bought korban eitzim. If you learn Maseches Bikurim, Sof Perek Beis, you'll see the simcha, the yontif that they make when they bought Bikurim. Says the Marsho. They wanted, he says, this thing happened by Malchus Yogon. Malchus Yovon wanted to be mevatel from Klal Yisrael the things that bring simcha. They wanted to take away our simcha. Bikurim brings simcha, and Korban Eitzim brings simcha. And this is what the Yovonim wanted to take away from us. The simcha. They were goyzel on Shabbos, Milo, and Chodesh. Right? Everything by itself has got a pshat why they did these three things. But you will notice that Shabbos, Milo, and Chodesh is Rosh Tevois, Someach. And this morning, if you davened here, after davening, you said, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. Yeah? Rosh Tevois, Simcha. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. Rosh Tevois, Simcha. The Yevonim tried to take away our Simcha. The wings that carry us, Kal Kanesher, last is return of Yichosh Bashoem, says Rav Olba, the wing that carry us to be Oyved Hashem is Simcha. And the Simcha we have, because Zera Yisrael Avdo Ibnei Yankov Bechiro. And this is what the Yevonim wanted to take away from us. And that's why they told us, Kisvu Lochem Al Keren Ashoir, we have the simcha because yesh lanu chelek b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. We are part of the children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And this is our simcha. And this gives us the strength to do anything. So they wanted us to write al keren asher she'ein lochem chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. So Chazal that saw what the Yevonim wanted to do to us, to take away our Simcha, they made the Takona from a Yom Tov of Chanukah, of Simcha v'Halel, they gave in the Yom Tov Chanukah the strength, the koyach of the Yom Tov. Somebody that's going to be Mekayim, the Halachas of the Yom Tov, like the Takona of Chazal, in this is going to get the Simcha. In the koyach of the Takona, we don't need, Dafka on Chanukah, we don't need the boss of a yain to be besimcha. The binyan shoyim asks, "Bema yismach?" The answer is, on Chanukah, there's a koyach of you know, "Bema yismach?" Yismach bezera Yisrael avdo ibnei yankov bechiro. We're going to be happy. The fact itself that we have the schus to be zera Yisrael avdo ibnei yankov bechiro, this itself is enough to bring us simcha and to carry us through anything. So let me share with you a letter that the Michtam Elio wrote to his son. If you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Gimel, page 347. He speaks about the Churban of Kelem. I don't know if you heard about the city of Kelem. There was a famous Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah was a koilel. There was meant for people that were very, very high level, very high madrigas. Simchas Yisrael, the Talmud of Abishol Salam, founded it. So he says he remembers Kelem. Rabbi Dessler was in Kelem. He says he remembers Simchas Torah in Kelem. He said, you can't imagine what was going on Simchas Torah in Kelem. After we went to shul, we started our coffers, and noshim v'taf, everybody went in the street. They were dancing in the streets for hours with the Sefer Torah. They were so happy. They were singing, Ashreinu Matoif Chalkeinu. He said, you can't forget such a thing. And then he says, and then, 40 years later, Yemach Shemom, they came into Kelem. And he says, everybody knew what they wanted to do with us. And we all came to the Beis Medrash. And Noshiv Etav came to the Beis Medrash. We started davening to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we should save us from the hand of this Yemach Shemom. said, but the Shaar HaTfilah were closed, and eventually they took out, the Mar Shimon took out all the men and all the ladies and all the children, and we all knew that we're going out outside of the town. There's a place where they're going to slaughter everybody. So he says, Rav Dessler, what did this Kedoshim do at this time? They were taken out of the Beis Medrash and they were brought to the place where they're going to be killed one after the other. Anoshim Moshe V'Tav. He says, Chizku es levavom v'yishalchu b'simcho atzumo. They went with a tremendous simcha al mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, because they know they're going to make the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And he said, and instead of crying because they're going to be killed in a few minutes, he says, they started dancing all together with all their might and strength, and they were singing B'chol Oiz Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. He says, the same dancing that they were doing until Chastoyim 40 years before, that I remember, he said, they were dancing when they went out of town to be slaughtered, and they were singing and dancing Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. The Simcha that they knew, we Zera Yisrael Avdoi, we can sing and dance. We're going to be Mekayim now, the midst of Kiddush Hashem. We can sing, we have the Simcha of Zer Yisrael Avdoi, we can go through this as well. Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, they were dancing and going. I'll tell you another story. You'll tell me, okay, these are the Kedoshi Kelem, you know, these are very, very high Madrege people. I'll tell you another story. In a place where there was big Redifus, also Redifus Adas, the going were trying to force the Eden to convert to their religion. And for sure that the Eden never did it. But they were very upset with the Eden. So one day, they came into this Medrash and they just kidnapped about 20 men, I don't remember the number. And that's it. They're going to take them. And everybody knew. They're going to tell them, or you accept to change your religion, or we're going to burn you. We're going to kill you. We're going to cut your head. So everybody knew what's going to happen. Everybody came to Beis Medrash. All the families, all the, and they started davening to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Rav, he said, listen, we have these people, we know what's going to happen to them, and we're going to do something. They're going to go in Kiddush Hashem. We're going to light a lecht for each one of them, because we know that these people are going to be Moisar and Nefes HaKiddush Hashem. The lecht, we're going to light the lecht Leilu Nishmasam, and this is going to give them the koyach, and it's going to be a schus for them. Between these 20 people, there was a young boy, and this boy, he was a boy that was a bit more, he left a bit, wasn't learning, wasn't really davening, it was a bit of not really what the rest of the community was, but he was part of the 20 people that were taken. So the Rav, he started lighting one candle, and another candle, and another candle, and by every candle he said the name. When he came to the last candle, he said, for this boy, I can't light a candle, because I don't think that he's going to withstand the Nisoyan. He knows he's a young boy, they're going to kill him. He's not got the Madrega, he's not going to do it. And you hear a scream from the Ezra Snoshim, and that's the mother of the boy. And she pleads, she says, please, Rabbi, I'm telling you, please, I beg of you, you know, my son was taken. Please, please, I want you to light a candle for my son. Please, please. The Rav couldn't say no. So he lit a candle for this boy as well. And everybody was crying, everybody was davening. And suddenly, in the middle of the davening, the window breaks, and there's a big bag was thrown into the shul, through the window. And the mother, she runs down, she opens the bag. And in this bag, there was 20 heads. The Machshomom, they wanted to show what they did. And they threw into the Smedrush a bag with 20 heads. And the lady frantically, she's looking, and she finds the head of her son. And she takes the hand and she started kissing him. My son, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy with you. You did it! You made it! This is the Simcha she had. Where did this poshut the boy? This poshut a lady. But they did it. Zera Yisrael Avdo Ibnei Yankov Bechirov. This Simcha carries you through everything. And that's the pshat of the story of the Kedushas Levi. When you light Nech Hanukkah, you should have this Simcha. The Simcha that's worth everything. Zera Yisrael Avdo Ibnei Yankov Bechirov. If the Graf Potos, he's got the nicest palace, he's got anything he wants. But if he doesn't like Nech Hanukkah, he doesn't have this Zera Yisrael Avdo, he doesn't understand what Simcha is. The same Kedushas Levi once came to Shul, and he didn't say the bracha Shlo Yosani Goy. So the Chassidim went up to him, Rebbe, you forgot Shlo Yosani Goy. He said, no, when I woke up in the morning, I was very depressed. And my voice Hashem is worth nothing, my davening, my learning, it's all nothing. Why should I get up in the morning? And then I remembered that I'm a Yid, I'm a Zera Yisrael Avda B'yak of Chirov. I jumped out of bed, I was so happy. That I said, Bro, Shlo Yosani Goy. I said it, I couldn't keep myself back. I said, Shlo Yosani Goy. One of the Nikia Adashim in Yerushalayim once, it was after the American election. Oh, we talked about a long time ago. So he asked the Pesach Yom Kippur, who was elected? So he said, Rebbe, I'll tell you who, but what's the difference does it make to you? He said, do you think, when I make in the morning Shlo Yosani Goy, I think about these shaykes that are sitting in the pub? No, when I say Shlei Sani Goy, I say Shlei Sani, the President of the United States. On him I say Shlei Sani Goy. Rabbi Isai, we see Tomo and Hogo, they were Moisir Nefesh, Mamush Moisir Nefesh, these people are Moisir Nefesh. Chaneke, the Rabbi and Shlei don't want from us. We don't need this big Mesiris Nefesh that they did, it's not what the Rabbi Shimon did. We're not in this situation today. But, still, a little bit, yeah, a little bit. What's Nefesh? Im Yeshes Nafshechem, says Rashi. Im Yeshes Rotzoinchem. Nefesh is the will. Somebody wants, he wants things. Nefesh is Oshetavis, Neil Shemen, Silo. How about the Mesiris Nefesh? Chaneke. But Mesiris Nefesh, everybody's got the things he wants. But there is the things that the Rabbi Nishloilom wants, and sometimes it's not really the same thing. So what's asked from somebody, from everybody of us on Chanukah, that Mesiras, a bit of Mesiras Nefesh, give away a bit from your Rotzon for the Rabbi Nishloilom. Mesiras Nefesh, in a little bit, you keep yourself back from this, or you give that, or you do that. Yeah, this is the avoid of Chanukah. Mainly, to work on that, to remember and to be happy of the schus we have that we are Zera Yisrael Avdoi B'nei Yankov Bechirov. I think it was lost in this day. It was lost. I think in every Chanukah we should renew that. We should renew it. Gives us wings as we saw as these people what they managed to do is this idea of Zera Yisrael Avdoi B'nei Yankov Bechirov. The Mensch on Elfen, everybody's gonna move a little bit, and the Ma'at Min HaOil is gonna be Doicha Harbo Min HaChoyshech. And Mezor Hashem will be Zoyche and Kor of Mamesh to us, Egmor Bashir Mizmor, Chanukah Samizbeach.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111